Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. And Rich Evans with us today. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. Living in pretty strange times, aren't we?
Yeah, we certainly are. And, well, speaking of strange times, on Thursday, I'll be doing a special broadcast remembering John Stadtmiller. And John was 68 years old. He was born in 1953. He lived in Battle Creek, Michigan, and Livonia, Michigan, and moved to Texas, started Republic Broadcasting and network. USA Prepares was carried on his network. He was a friend of mine, been to the farm many, many, many times, been to all of our expos, and an ambulance was called, I believe, to his house. The details are really not available. There's a lot of secrecy involved in this, and I don't quite understand it, why there's so much secrecy. But allegedly he died of a massive heart attack. Allegedly he died of a serious respiratory illness. Maybe it was both. Maybe both were guesses. I don't know. But it was reported on Republic Broadcasting that he died, and they didn't talk about why. That was on Friday, November 5th, 2021. So on Thursday, I'll be hosting, looks like I'll be by myself, and I'll be hosting a remembrance broadcast about John Stadtmiller. And if you had firsthand experience with him, and you'd like to share a story or two, I'd love to hear from you, and so would our class. And so it's the same number that you would normally call to be on the air with us. That's 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And that will be the studio number for our studio, USA Prepare Studio, at Genesis Communications Network. Now, it's not exclusively our studio, but we share it with some other broadcasts. So that will be, you'll be calling 866-582-9933. You'll be talking with Jason. He'll put you in the queue. I will see your name, where you're calling from, and that you want to talk about John Stadtmiller on Thursday. And that's all we're going to be doing is talking about John Stadtmiller on Thursday, nothing else. So I'd like to, I'll share some stories with you, things that I know about him, things that others may not know. And I've known him for over 10 years. I mean, as I said, he's been to our farm many, many times. We were the destination that when he wanted to, I guess his term was decompress, he would just get in his car and drive north toward Missouri, and he'd call me on the way and tell me he was on the way. And I guess when he figured out that he was coming to our farm, then he would tell me, and I didn't get much notice. All he wanted to know was his room ready, and or would it be ready, or would we make it ready? And so we'll talk about some stories about him on the farm and some of his antics And I mean antics. I've talked with some people who are instructors, and they're probably going to call in too with their stories about John Stadtmuller. He was a trailblazer. He was a pioneer. He blazed the trail of alternative radio. Maybe we'll even talk about Republic Broadcasting and the challenges that they face right now. Rich, even any comments?
Well, you know, I obviously didn't know John as well as you did. I met him at your farm as well about 10 years ago now, as I mentioned on the air yesterday when I was with Dr. Sheely. And, you know, 10 years is such a long time, Vince. And he had me on the air several times on some of his broadcasting stations. I think he was the one. I think he interviewed me most of the time. I think I was in a few other of his channels as well. But, you know, he was definitely for the little guy. He was into truth. He was into saying it like it is. And I wish I had, like, a funny story to tell, but when we were at your farm 10 years ago, which I can't even believe, I just can't believe it, there was so many people there, Vince. It was almost like a fraternity party or something. It was just, I mean, not that we were getting rowdy and no one was getting drunk or anything. It just, there was just so many people there. You know, you wanted to talk to as many people as possible. But, you know,
I don't know about that, Rick. Rick was there, and he was pretty rowdy.
Well, Rick has that tendency, yeah. But it's, you know, you still talk to as many people as you can, and there's a lot of type A personalities there, so everybody's saying something. And, you know, we're all hoping that we're going to, you know, help our country. And that's basically the bottom line. That's why I do this. I don't do this for money or fame or infamy or recognition. I do this for, I look at this, and I'm sure John did too, as an obligation, a duty, as an American to do what we're doing. And that's why we all talk about the distractions, the dumbing down, the divide and conquer strategies. We talk about how, especially the divide and conquer strategies. I mean, we've allowed the powers that be to eliminate merit in the under the guise of equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, equity, and all these other politically correct buzzwords, while at the same time they're consolidating power, money, control, and making the bottom 93% poorer. And at the same time, everything is getting centralized, while the elite are calling the people who vote for them useful idiots, and then we end up infighting and having all this chaos, and then no one sticks up for the people, and then all of a sudden people are waking up and thinking, oh my God, we've been played. And I think John Stadtmuller described that with a lot of examples pretty well. I mean, it's pretty obvious that we're resembling unelected and installed corrupt elections of the Soviet Union and a lot of these communist regimes, where experts and official authorities have no, those words don't even mean anything. There's no credibility. There's no transparency. Everything is a fake, politically correct buzzword to allow totalitarian attacks. I mean, when you look at the people who John was talking about, and I've mentioned, we've all mentioned this, everybody in alternative media. I mean, journalists, judges, lawyers, bankers, politicians, they have literally betrayed the trust of the American people. In other words, they have corrupted their profession. And it's our job to bring this information to light. And, you know, just like the term investigation, what does that mean anymore? It means cover-ups, lies, gaslighting, and setups. And we're living in an era where the elite know, they know they're lying. They know, we know they're lying. it really is a Twilight Zone episode that we're living in, Vince. And I think John concentrated a lot on the fraud. a lot on the psyops, a lot on what is true and fact, truth and fact, and not the propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting that's occurring every day in all of these so-called organizations and institutions. Vince?
You know, you have to wonder how much influence all of this negativity has on a person's mental state. You know, I'm talking in general. I'm not talking specifically about John Stepman, but I'm talking about, you know, you read a lot of information, and most of it's bad. And I'm in the same camp. I do the same thing. John did the same thing. And I wonder if it ultimately plays a role in how we look at things, because there's so many evil people doing so many evil things, and all we're trying to do is protect ourselves from all these evil things. And imagine how productive we would be if we just concentrated on doing the right thing. I'm talking about you and me, and when John was alive, if all of us and our entire class and the rest of the faculty, if all we did was do the right thing for us and for our village and for our country and for the planet, if we all did that rather than having to spend extra brain cycles defending ourselves from all this tyranny, boy, it'd be a great place, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, I'm going to refer to, I've mentioned a lot of psyops and studies, and I'll refer to one that I've talked about a few times in the past, and that's the MIT study, and their conclusion was that people believe the official narrative or the official study more when they are less informed, because they've been duped, they've been played with the psyop of their ideology, of their they've become intellectually lazy and fallen for Stockholm syndrome, cognitive dissonance, and their ego and pride has gotten in the way where they're afraid to admit that they were wrong. So they come up with more excuse behaviors and rationalize hate, rationalize tyranny, rationalize propaganda. And all these propaganda term pushes are using terms to create misinformation, to pressure companies and the public to obey in a submissive conformity regime. And they use all this. You know, just like I was in my truck the other day, this weekend, and I was listening to who's that guy? He's on Fox News. He got a mainstream media job, so-called journalist, because of his daddy. Anyway, he got this award. Liz Cheney got this award. You know, people got Pulitzer's award. Everything is BS now. Everything, you know, I mean, our military and law enforcement, half of them aren't going to, rightfully so, take the jab, so we're going to have millions of unvetted illegal immigrants here more so. We have government debt, you know. I mean, you got to ask yourself questions. It's not so much that it's negative. It's giving information. Do you remember articles we mentioned, probably 2 years ago, like government departments bought millions of rounds of ammunition years ago?
Well, it was the post office. It was the IRS. It was
Social Security.
Every agency. Right.
Look, it's very obvious that everything that we say, that I say, They forecast it. They telegraph it. I see major false flags coming to blame Republicans, to blame Americans, to blame patriots. And it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen this winter. And I think this winter is going to be a big crossroad in America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class, so if you have first-hand experience and you'd like to share it on the air with me on Thursday, this Thursday, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And you'll probably hear some of your instructors weigh in as well. I'm talking about people that, like Captain John Reagan, Larkin, Texas, Deborah Brewster, and so many others. Mr. Barden in Europe, a whole bunch of others. And that will be Thursday. Rich, what do you have for us today?
Well, I got a lot of stuff as usual. And again, my objective, my job, is to wake up as many people in America as possible and give them as much information and hope that they don't believe us and hope that they read research and verify what we say. I mean, what I've been doing lately over the past few months is basically, if I had to create a theme for what I've been doing, I would title it something like corruption, wokeness, cowardness, turncoats, and stupidity. That's what's happening in America today. So what I'd like to do, I'm just going to give a general example of what I've been doing, folks, in case there's new listeners. I've been talking a lot about the fake vaccines that they call vaccines. I've been talking about election fraud. I've been talking about a lot of general news, a lot of news. In fact, all the news is not even discussed on the mainstream media, but I spent a lot of time on the COVID vaccines and health with Dr. Norm Shealy yesterday, and you can go on into the archives and listen to that. But I'm just going to give you, and I do have some information, some new information, but this is some of the examples that's going on today in America. First article, school morning tragedy of teen girl who died unexpectedly in her sleep. Next, girl 11 years old dies after going into cardiac arrest at school. Next, fifth grader in Maryland dies after sudden medical emergency in classroom. Next, school in mourning after two pupils die suddenly in 1 week. This is the stuff that has been happening in America. This is very disturbing stuff, people. And, you know, we have to remember, go back to common sense, logic, and reason. We got to look at all the people and institutions and organizations that have literally said there's no more natural immunity. With all the articles that we've given on national radio saying natural immunity is anywhere from 13 to 30% better than any synthetic jab. And look at the people who don't have to take the jab. They have exemptions. And all these people in big pharma who have liability immunity. Would you do anything if you didn't have, if that was even semi-dangerous, if you did it with somebody who had no consequences for their behavior? I mean, Congress and their staff, over 12,000 people, are exempt from the jab. And do you know that it's been proven that hundreds of people in Congress already took ivermectin? How about the CDC and the FDA and those type of organizations, 30-plus thousand, they're exempt from the jab? How about the White House, exempt from the jab? How about over 60,000 U.S. Postal Service workers? See, it pays to help rig elections, doesn't it? A little barter under the table, right? How about the 80,000 people who work at HHS? That's Health and Human Services employees. How about the almost 3 million illegal, unvetted immigrants who have come across the border? And Donald Trump thinks it's probably closer to 10 million, and I don't doubt it. And all those people not just got cash, not just got credit cards, not just got information and places to stay, not just got shipped around the country in buses and trains and planes, but they also got packets of ivermectin. How about the 8 million Chinese exchange students here, exempt from the jab? How about all the information that we gave on this program about China infiltrating the FDA, Pfizer, asking for military bases for this deal, infiltrating our rule of law? How about VAERS data? As per the Harvard study, less than 1% of adverse events actually get reported. So if you multiply deaths times 100...
We'll be right back.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
U.S. officials have arrived on Bosnia-Herzegovina soil trying to defuse a conflict in country. Gabriel Escobar, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Western Balkans, arrived Sunday for a two-day visit. Apparently it all stems around a law that was passed in July banning denial of the 1995 Serb genocide. For many in country, that action is a call for war. School districts around the United States are reportedly mishandling emergency relief funds from Congress. According to reports on Sunday, schools across the country lacked oversight in the distribution of the funds, leading to new nature centers and turf sports fields instead of technology and mental health services. Congress approved just over $190 billion in aid to go to school districts in need, but many schools reportedly avoided detailing requirements. Monday Night Football saw the Steelers squeak by the Bears 29-27. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As President Biden's poll numbers reveal, America disapproves of his running of the country. Vice President Kamala Harris is even worse, with her approval numbers in the 20s. Former President Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News the Democrat Party has been hijacked by socialists.
The Biden-Harris presidency doesn't seem to do anything well. There's not one issue where they're above water in the approvals. And by the way, these polls are coming from friendly media outlets, NBC News, now CNN, and the poll yesterday was really devastating because it showed the lowest approval ratings to date. You had Democrats, 28% of Democrats saying, please don't run again next time. And one data point that didn't get enough coverage that's really important to the current conversation is that more people think the Democratic Party has been hijacked and influenced by the hard left of its party than they think that of the Republican Party. Right now, the modern Democratic Party is having a big internecine battle between the far left and the far, far left. And you are seeing that in policy. Usually people would say, hey, I don't want the president, make him a one-termer, because I want the vice president. She would do a much better job. She's even worse off, and every time she goes to say something or manage something, they take her off of it right away. She's embarrassing to them. She went to the border. She's in charge of the border crisis. She spent about as much time at the border as you spend in the drive-thru at night. People look at Joe Biden, and they know that the tray table is not in its upright and locked position. They see that for themselves.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Eben's with us. Rich, what's next?
Okay, well, listen, since I started delving into what I talked about with Dr. Shealy yesterday with COVID stuff, I'm going to mention a few quick articles, and then I'm going to go into election fraud updates, and then I'm going to go into general news. Okay, next article. Mandatory vaccination for air travel is coming, so beware. If you go somewhere on an airplane now, folks, you could be stuck. Okay? I just wanted to FYI you on that. Next, Biden White House tells businesses to follow vaccine mandate despite the court block. The Fifth Circuit, I talked about that with Dr. Sheely yesterday. Biden is literally saying to ignore what the courts say. We have no rule of law. We have an authoritarian, communist, dictatorship, fascist system underfoot right now. This is a takedown and takeover of the United States, the Western world, and the whole world by the Davos Group, the World Economic Forum, the UN, and the 200 wealthiest families in the world. Okay? Rule of law means nothing. Next. Medical holocaust against children. This is very disturbing. Please remember, these are all published articles in the public domain, that I do my best to authenticate its credibility. So it's up to you to read this, to follow up, to verify. This is very disturbing, so please don't blame me for saying this. But basically, vaccine-induced myocarditis in children is saying that it's a 50% fatality rate in 5 years. When I say 50, that's 50. That should disturb everybody in America and the world. This is, I've talked about the agenda many, many times. And depopulation is on that list. Food shortages, starvation, eugenics, genocide, war, forced vaccines, immunity passports, all this fake information, forced lockdowns, house arrest. Look, delegitimizing work. I've gone into great specificity and detail many times. All right, next article. Biden threatens businesses with government vaccine gestapo that will go door-to-door enforcing his mandate. Be prepared. Next, all emergency authorizations, EUAs, are illegal. 1 million 5 to 11-year-old jabbed in 2 days. And it's, and I've done a little research into this, and it's mostly people who are single parents who don't have a father in the home who's getting their children jabbed. And I'm also reading it's way over 1 million right now. This is very, very disturbing. Next, Gavin Newsom is out of sight because he has Bell's palsy. I haven't authenticated that, but I've seen this on many in the alternative media. So this is, I'm actually surprised they didn't, they usually give in big name people like saline solution and clean vaccines. So I'm really surprised that this is the case because, as we all know, Julian Barr syndrome, Bell's palsy, neurological disorders, this is very serious stuff with long-term consequences. So we'll see what happens. Slip of the tongue. Did you hear yesterday the CDC director literally say, and I'm quoting, people are dying from the vaccine. And then she quickly corrected herself. Very interesting. You can't hide the truth, folks. Next, new study shows vaccines have plunged from 88% effectiveness against COVID injections to just 13% in mere months. And I've given articles where it's down to 3%. Next, COVID jabs are premeditated first-degree murder, says Dr. Zelenko. Dr. Zelenko is an American patriot who's very qualified to make any statement in the realm of medicine. Next, an unusually number of professional and amateur soccer players have collapsed recently after taking the jab. Are you surprised, people? Really? Look, as we dumb people down, in fact, I'm going to mention, I realize I mentioned a lot of things that are tough to swallow. I'm going to throw a little comedy in here to show how we've allowed, we're living in the era of so much turmoil because we've allowed political correctness to go unchecked for decades, and and people are afraid to say anything because they're afraid to not be liked or called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist. You've heard all this stuff before. But this is a question on a test that I dug up from Whitney High School in California. And question number 7 states, a group of complete idiots, A, KKK, B, all of Florida, C, Fox News, and D, Texans. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't. And I don't know if you heard that Pete Buttigieg, or however you pronounce his name, I'm going to quote him right now. If an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach in New York was designed too low for it to pass by, that obviously, I'm quoting him, that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. So he's calling roads and underpasses racist. Look, you can't make this stuff up, people. When we hear all this BS, all this comedy, and people don't speak up and say anything, this is what we get. We eliminate common sense, we eliminate reason, we eliminate logic, and then we bring in corruption. This is what happens when no one does their job. We have allowed the delegitimization of work. So when we lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job where hard work, proven results, qualifications mean nothing, we're enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies and departments of government. We've given them liability immunity, like the vaccines and big pharma, which eliminates wealth equality, and the powers that be literally funnel the useful idiots into protecting their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun while the elites are getting free lunch and changing the rule of law with precedence. That's what we have. That's the brainwashing and psyop behind everything going on. So what I'm going to do right now, folks, I'm going to go into a little bit of election fraud. I don't have much on it. But Laura Loomer on Florida's 67 elected supervisors of elections. I love Laura Loomer. I can't believe she's so well-spoken and so well-read, and she's only in her 20s. That's crazy. But she's a great example of, I guess she'd be a millennial, of what we really need. Anyway, as well as Florida's Republican Secretary of State at a conference sponsored by Dominion. I mean, I have to ask the question, is everybody bought and paid for in this country? Is anybody standing for principle? Next, 1 year ago on election night, all state reporting was zeroed out on the Edison election reporting system, and then one by one, each state totals were reset. See, folks, there's no legitimacy. There's none. Next, New Jersey's governor's race. I got a few articles on this. Republicans winning largest county with 100% of votes counted. Then the vote flips and Democrats miraculously wins the county. I believe that was Burton County. Next, New Jersey governor race called for Democrat Murphy by 20,000 votes after he mysteriously gained 40,000 ballots overnight. Next, James O'Keefe, and this is one of the reasons the FBI did a sting operation on his office and his home. Undercover sting in New Jersey, non-citizens were told to vote illegally. See, the reason why there's probably a gag order on James O'Keefe right now is because investigations, the new definitions, are cover-ups, lies, and set-ups. So think about this. James O'Keefe have people on tape who are not citizens being allowed to vote. Next, voting machines would not allow citizens to vote for Republican governor candidate in New Jersey. Next, 56 voting machines were shut down and then shipped to a warehouse on election night in Democrat stronghold county where Governor Murphy got 113,000 votes. You know the word for what I just mentioned here, folks? You want to know what the word for all this fraud about New Jersey is? It's called null and void. It's called fraud. It's called that this election should not be certified. Okay? Think about this. They go to James O'Keefe's house. The FBI sets him up. You know, I think some part of the story was probably about the pedophile information from Joe Biden's daughter. And they steal his hard drives, his computers. You got to admit, this looks like the FBI set up James O'Keefe with bait in order to get more information so they can set him up for future crimes. Does that look a little familiar? Next. 1 year ago, I think I mentioned this one. Okay. Next, formal complaint filed against Green Bay mayor for turning in 2020 elections over to far-left operatives, including secret access to the Internet. Think about this, folks. This everything is null and void. All these swing states should not be certified. It's illegal. Just like Biden White House, you know, the Fifth Circuit says we need to stop all these vaccine mandates. Biden just says it out loud. He says the quiet part out loud. Follow the vaccine mandate despite the court block. There's no rule of law. Zero. Next, New York Times changes results from 95 reporting in the Virginia race to 94 reporting, and then Fox goes from 97 to 94. Fox has never been a conservative outlet, folks. You have Tucker Carlson. You have a few good people there, but they pretend to be on the right, but they're not. And the reason for this was to buy time to see if they could find more votes that they couldn't get caught with a lack of legitimacy. That's what that was all about. And last one I have on vote on election fraud is Racine County Sheriff refers criminal charges against five top Wisconsin election commissions in nursing home voting scam. Look, the whole November 3rd insurrection is a scam and should be decertified. It's a scam. It's a sellout. It's been corrupted. It's been woke. It's been taken over by turncoats and cowards who are just trying to feather their own nest. Vince, you have any comments on some of these articles I just mentioned?
Well, I do have a comment on something you said, and you're talking about who seems to be exempt from the jab. And it's been reported that the USPS, United States Postal Service, was exempt, and then it was not exempt, and then it's exempt. So who knows what that answer is. And the other thing is I read that the CIA is exempt as well. So those in the know seem to be exempt. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. You know, Rich, you talk about all these numbers, and here's an interesting number that about 30% of millennials, and what's a millennial? That's someone who was born typically of a baby boomer set of parents. The millennials are typically born from 1981 through 1996. And 30% of them identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transvestite. How'd that happen? Think about that, class. When you talk about confusion, I mentioned that the United States Postal Service said that they're required to have the vaccine. And that, no, they're not. Oh, yes, they are. The Biden administration is absolutely confused. It doesn't know what it wants to do. And how are we able to lead the young people and give them advice and counsel when our government has no clue? Think about that. Rich?
Yeah, in fact, that's funny. You chose that article. That's one of the articles I was going to mention today, where 39% of 18 to 24-year-olds identify as LGBTQTUVXYZ, whatever the heck it is. And, you know, but you got to look at the end result. 40% of these people also consider or commit suicide. So there's a lot of, you know, when the powers that be want divide-and-conquer strategies and depopulation, they get to kill several birds with one stone with the psyops behind the public schools and government schools. And folks, you know...
One second, Rich. Just an exclamation point, a very sad one. A very sad exclamation point. You know, class, when you hear Rich say something, you think, oh, that's somebody else. You know, when he talks about suicide, that's somebody else. Well, on Thursday, I was going to tell you that John Stadtmuller was a baby boomer. He had a son who was a millennial, and his son committed suicide in John Stadtmuller's house. How do I know that? Well, it's been reported in the media. You can look it up now. It's still there. And one day I called John. I said, "Hey, John, I just called to say hi, see how you're doing." He said, "Well, I'll just clean up the blood on the carpet. My son committed suicide." So all I wanted to share with you is it's not necessarily just other people. Sometimes it's people you know and you know of. And back to you, Rich.
Yeah, and this is why, look, we've given on this program probably thousands of reasons why to take your child out of government / public schools. Because they're being brainwashed. It's social and political indoctrination. It's not about building skill sets or synergy or being an American. It's about depopulation. It's about chaos. It's about infighting. It's about everything that's wrong and opposite. So they're not really learning anything, and they're being very confused, especially with, look, that's one of the reasons I use adult mutual consensual sex, because of sexualizing children and being confused is part of their M.O. And let me give you a few examples since we went in this direction. Mom of Virginia high school bathroom rapist blames the victim because she says that anal rape of a 15-year-old was an accident. Now, we could talk about that for a long time, but it's going to take this program from PG to rated X, and we can't go there since this program's on AM and FM. Next article. A teacher, well, I think I mentioned that with Whitney High School with the question on a quiz. I did. Okay, and next, North Carolina High School suspends a 15-year-old female student for reporting sexual assault in the girls' bathroom. The girl who was sexually assaulted got suspended even though the male admitted to doing the assault. Look, we're in a twilight zone where common sense, logic, nothing matters. The rule of law, nothing matters. And it's all because of all the things that I've mentioned over the past. They have delegitimized work. No one in any corner of America, especially big government and big corporations, are doing their job. They're not. They're basically in default mode, in stupid mode. Oh, well, that person's got to be a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, and conspiracy theorist. And, of course, they all have subsets. What's the number one subset for racist? White supremacist. So, basically, people have been so dumbed down or so afraid to be called a name or to be not liked that we have lost everything. And we have no legitimacy in work anymore. And that's given free lunch to the corrupt elites. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Well, that was a little early.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
we've got another 20 seconds. And I'm sure you're going to be covering news in a flash.
I am. I'm going to go more back to that, yes.
Yeah, and we've got top of the hour news and commercial announcements. This is USA Prepares, Rich Hubin. I'm Vin Finelli.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.